I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The Soviet Influence is a Canadian band using its political views and diverse musical backgrounds to create its own unique, progressive sound. The band was formed in 2019 with members Peter Snow, Ty McKenzie, and Blake and Peter Morey. Along with a growing discography, is the band's ongoing support for political causes and make societal changes. Recently, the Soviet Influence released a compilation for Toronto's Prisoner Rights Project, an organization dedicated to helping the incarcerated and their families. On August 7th, the band and other musical acts will have compilations and live performances for the project. Today, Peter Snow discusses the history of the band, its influences, and the political causes the Soviet Influence stands behind.
Sort of around the initial stuff was in like 2012, 2013. I had some songs left over from a previous band, and I sort of did some recordings and made a little album, and that just was sort of there. And then mid 2019, I was writing more stuff, and I thought, well, I should actually do something with this. So I started finding other musicians to make an actual band. I found Blake, the drummer, and then he brought his brother Peter along, and then Ty joined us. There became a piece, and then we played, I think, 4 shows, and then the pandemic happened. So we had just sort of gotten going. The pandemic happens, and we spent, you know, a lot of the pandemic, the first year of it, I guess, writing songs. We were on a lot of compilations for different things, did a lot of recording, and then put out our second album came out in January 2019, so right before the pandemic. And then we did another album in January 2020. It's 2021 now, isn't it? January 2021, sorry. Got my years all mixed up. January 2020, we did an album. January 2021, we did an album. And then this compilation is happening. So that's sort of the like very brief history of us. We all came from different sort of musical backgrounds in terms of playing in different bands and things like that.
Peter says the band has a progressive rock sound to them, but each member brings in different musical backgrounds and influences as well.
I think, you know, like I said, we all have varied sort of influences. I think for me, I've been the main songwriter so far. My influences are things like Radiohead, Broken Social Scene, The Talking Heads, a lot of those kinds of bands, into the sort of more like progressive rock stuff, like old band, like Genesis, band from the 70s and 80s. That kind of stuff. But then like the other guys in the band, like Ty as a guitar player is a bit more influenced by not like a heavier kind of rock, I guess you would say. And then our drummer and bass player come from a more sort of pop and jazz oriented background. But we share a lot of common band interests. Like I mentioned, you know, some of those bands we're interested in, like Radiohead and Broken Social Scene is definitely a big one, at least for me. And there's a bit of an 80s influence too. So stuff like The Smiths and Joy Division and those sorts of bands as well, as you know, that kind of feeling. And then from a political standpoint, because we're a very political band, we're influenced by, like content wise, but by some of the more political bands like Propagandhi and Rage Against the Machine, those sorts of bands that have always been very political.
He says all members of the band share similar political views. Peter describes how particular events have affected some of their works recently.
And I can speak unanimously because we actually talk about this stuff a lot and we are all on the same page here. So the very first song that I wrote for this project and that is kind of the one we still play all the time was called Song for the Anarchists. And it was inspired by back in, I think it was 2011, there were a bunch of protests in Montreal about tuition hikes that were happening. And, you know, we were coming off a few years earlier, the the stuff that happened in Toronto with the, I think it was the G10 or G8 summit in Toronto, and that was a big thing. And I've always been pretty politically involved from a very left-wing perspective, going back pretty much my whole life. And the other band members similarly kind of in that vein. So that was always part of the band. And as we got sort of more into writing for the last two albums that we did, it became really clear that like that was going to be one of the major planks of what our songs were about, with, you know, issues to do with income disparity and human rights and all that kind of stuff. So, and a lot of the bands that I liked, like growing up, had a heavy piece of that, you know, or brought that stuff up a lot, even if it wasn't their main focus. So I always thought that was important. And we just sort of decided that, you know, this is important to us. We care about this. We want to be a band that is passionate about, you know, the issues we're passionate about, primarily, you know, what people will call progressive or left-wing issues. And also proactive about them and also hopeful about them. You know, it's one thing to complain about stuff and to, you know, be very critical and be very cynical about the world. But we also have to be hopeful, because otherwise we might as well just give up. So for us, we want to write songs that, you know, are about change, about making change, about action. Not about just like, oh, everything is terrible and we should just give up. That's not, you know, that sort of, though I have written some songs that are come from a more of a place of depression about the world. We want our focus to be, hey, we're not, you know, giving up. We're gonna keep fighting. So that's kind of been a big part of our ethos. And it's now that it's become a central component, like we've really made it a central component, it's allowed us to really lean into that more and do even more with that. Like, you know, get involved in particular causes, and our social media is generally about the kind of causes we care about, even more so than our music. So it allows us to be very genuine and open about it, which I like. I think it's great.
The band uses an organic creative process, working on each member's ideas and building on them into songs together. To reflect both their views and the times, he says the band strives to stay up to date with the news and current events.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's an interesting process. It's originally, like, so in the older times, you know, it was a lot of writing, and then, you know, if the group was working together, when the group was together, you know, kind of bringing stuff to everybody and sort of doing it. The process has become much more regimented in a way, because it's a question. So now what'll happen is Ty and I primarily will present a group with something, and then we'll sort of build on it. And what ends up happening is, so we'll record like a short, like, well, not short, but like a whatever length demo of what's going on. And then it gets disseminated to the whole group, and we sort of piece it together, working together. And then when it comes to like lyrical content, there's a discussion about stuff. So I will often write a bunch of stuff, and then like, what do you guys think? And they'll make suggestions on changing ideas, usually not changing the core concept of the song. And that stuff will come to me in a few ways. One will be like, I will read something or have a conversation with somebody and be like, I need to write about that. Sometimes I'll just put on a track where we've written all the music, and I'll just go with it, and something interesting will come out usually. And maybe not on the first try, but eventually something will come that makes sense. And if there's an idea that we can then build on, that can be really important. So like, for example, the song we have on this upcoming compilation is called Put You Up. And it started out with a chorus that was just, let me remind you who put you up. And it was like, okay, well, that can mean a lot of things. What do you mean by that? So as I started to think out the verses, where, you know, I knew there was going to be a lot more sort of, I guess it's exposition, right? Like explaining what I'm talking about. It was, okay, well, let's talk about, you know, the way that the powerful people in our society, the means they use to kind of hold people down, and sort of flipping that on its head and saying, you know, like, you're only up there because we put you up there, and we can bring you down when we want to. So then, you know, writing a couple of verses about that idea allowed me to sort of express some things. And sometimes what'll happen is like, I'll hit on an interesting, what I think is an interesting phrase or something. And I'll just want to use that. So I'll try to build a song around it. Like, oh, I need to like incorporate this idea, you know, and usually can be pretty creative and pull that off. So that's kind of how we do it. I think like, it's very much people would call it an organic process. It's a process of like, if we hit on something we like, then we then try to develop it and grow it. And a big thing for me in terms of like finding content is I have to keep, as I would anyway, but I have to keep active in current on what's going on in the world and what's happening and what people, you know, what people's experiences are. I'm really big on like what's people's experiences. You know, it's one thing to write, and we do to write about sort of theoretical concepts and higher sort of, you know, macro level stuff. But I also really think it's important and I think more relatable to talk about individual people and groups and how they experience things. So we try to include that as well.
The Soviet Influences partnership with the Toronto's Prisoner Rights Project began after completing other compilations and wanting to support further causes. Peter Morey suggested the project to the rest of the band. Afterwards, the band reached out to their own network to help bring in more musicians.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had just done a couple of compilations. So we did one for 1492 Landback, which is an Indigenous group in Hamilton, or in Caledonia, sorry, outside Hamilton, who, you know, had sort of taken this land that was theirs. And anyways, the whole thing. So we were part of that, and it was really neat. We liked being part of that. And we'd also been part of a Save Toronto Music Venues compilation, which is still available, and they're both still available. You can still contribute to those. And we're like, well, what do we want to do next? And we had a couple of songs kicking around, and we're like, well, how do we want to do these? And Peter, who's our bass player, said, well, there's this really cool project, the Toronto Prisoner Rights Project in Toronto, that's doing some really awesome mutual aid. So like, you know, people, community sort of support kind of model to, you know, try to improve conditions for prisoners. They're also like doing a whole bunch of other work, you know, around advocacy and supporting, particularly during, I mean, it all started out of COVID. So, because I don't know if you know, but in COVID has hit jails particularly hard because of the nature of the institutions and the way they're constructed and the way they work. So you know, check these out. So I reached out to them and they were very interested in doing this and partnering with us. And the response from bands was fantastic. So I reached out to a lot of bands that I know and my wider circle, and there was a ton of interest. A lot of bands got involved. Some, you know, some couldn't get involved because of timing, but they, you know, still threw their support in behind us. And we decided, okay, well, let's do this compilation. We, you know, we did the compilation and we need to, you know, have a thing to release it. And again, the band stepped up and said, hey, we'll participate in this. So we've got some live performances that were recorded for this. And really what it came down to, I thought, which was really cool, was what we're seeing is, and I can't speak so much to the past, but certainly in recent times, you know, musicians who are willing to put their, like, stick their necks out a bit in particular directions, you know, and not, I mean, because jails are a super controversial topic. Any kind of like prison reform or prison abolition, that's a controversial topic. You know, a lot of people are very strongly in favor of our current prison criminal justice system or think it's not harsh enough. So taking the other side and saying, you know, we need to be more humanitarian. We need to, you know, try to improve rehabilitation and improve circumstances for people. It's a controversial position to take. And I've been really impressed by the number of groups that have been willing, like, and people who are like, you know, make musicians, professional musicians, making a career out of it, you know, who their reputation matters and they're willing to stand with us and say, like, this is an important issue. So that's been really cool. I mean, for us, it was a no-brainer because this is the kind of thing we want to do. We want to be a band that is involved in social justice issues very openly and actively. We're not going to, you know, hide behind, you know, sort of, you know, making platitudes. We try to be really, really clear so people know where we stand, and which I think is important for us.
The band hopes listeners will enjoy the compilations and become more aware of prison reform and helping to improve the living conditions for the incarcerated.
I think one thing, it's got great music on it. Like, all the musicians that we're involved with are fantastic. And the concert or sort of event thing that we have planned, the performances are really good. The bands that are performing are really fantastic. You're gonna get a chance to learn about the project, which is great. And for us, like, to be able to play a show was like the most exciting thing after, I mean, it's been our last show for the Soviet Influence. Our last show was on February 29th, 2020. So, it's been a year and a half since we played any kind of show in front of a group of people. We've done a little bit of live streaming stuff, but it's not the same. We did a pre-recorded video thing, which was like shot in a performance space with no audience. This is a chance to have an audience, a small audience, but still an audience, and to really, you know, lean into some of our new music that we've been recording. Like, it's so exciting. And same for Friday Empire, who are also performing. Like, you know, this was their first show, as far as I know. So that's pretty amazing, pretty great. We also have Johnny Void, who's participating and whose music, who'd already done some work around, had released a song for people in California, the prisoners in California that were being used to fight wildfires, and to support them. So that was cool. This was a good sort of connection with him as well. So yeah, I think we're pretty excited. I think I want people to know that the music is good, that it's an exciting time, and you know, and the cause is so important, because people want to judge our, you know, when you try to judge society, try to judge, you know, sort of by like, okay, how do we, you know, what is sort of the moral standards of like the worst people that you have, in quotations, worst people. And I'd rather say, like, we need to judge our society based on the way we treat people that are at the lowest points of our society. We, you know, whether they're the people that have committed crimes, you know, and however you want to get into how we define what a crime is a whole other conversation. Or people who are poor, or people who are disabled or sick or whatever, you know, the way that we treat those people, the way that we moralize about those people says more about the moral fabric of our society than anything else. Because at the end of the day, I can't, like, personally, and I can say this on behalf of the guys in the band too, because this is something we've talked about, I can't sit by and know that, you know, people are essentially being left to, one, you know, get sick in prison, overdose in prison, be released with no real support or plan that's going to help them reintegrate into a society that doesn't want them and thinks they're terrible. I can't sit by and just let that be. So this is a small thing we can do, and it's not the only thing we're going to do. You know, we've been thinking of other plans. We don't have anything concrete yet. But this is certainly one thing we could do to sort of, and it's a small thing. I don't think people realize, like, the Toronto Prison Rights Project offers like $250 grants. So it's not a lot of money to support people in jail and who've been in jail and are out now. You know, and they've had thousands of requests. You know, there are thousands of people who are incarcerated right now who are just asking for this little bit of help because the situation is so bad.
For future projects, the band is preparing for new gigs and plans to record new songs each month.
So we are still practicing. We're planning some gigs. We're starting to get out and play. We've got some stuff happening in our area, so in Halton Hills, just outside Toronto. And we're working with a couple of other bands to try and do some. We're hoping to book a show in Toronto for the fall. Really hoping that's going to come through. And in Hamilton as well for the fall. You know, that's kind of where we're at, in this sort of limbo of like, okay, we have shows to figure out. We're doing some recording too, so we are planning to release, it's probably going to be about a song a month starting in September, up until Christmas. Hopefully we've got some really good new stuff recorded, so we've got lots of music and hopefully lots of shows. Those are the big things for us. And then once this is finished, once we sort of run through this current compilation and project, we'll be looking for our next one and what our next sort of thing is going to be. I'm not sure what that is right now. We're still trying to figure that out, but we've got some ideas and some things we want to do. And hopefully we'll be able to come up with something meaningful. You know, as far as that goes, and hopefully work that in with performing as well. You know, one thing we're very interested in doing is finding ways to spread our music, but mostly our message, right? Like, obviously we want people to listen to our music, but we also really want to be able to spread our message.
You can listen to The Soviet Influence on August 7th as part of the Toronto Prisoners' Rights Project. The song for this episode is Put You Up by The Soviet Influence. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.